Let me just take you across stateside to New York. A sacked fashion accessory designer has shot dead a former colleague in a shooting on a crowded New York street. Police killed the gunman during an exchange of fire near the Empire State Building. Deputy Commissioner Paul Brown with the New York City Police Department joins me now. Hi, Deputy Commissioner Brown. Good to have you on the program tonight.
Good evening.
Tell me what happened this morning.
Well, at 9 o'clock in the morning, just at the beginning of rush hour, an individual by the name of Jeffrey Johnson, who had been laid off from the company you described about a year ago, appeared to be waiting for a former coworker, a salesman, at the same place, who he approached and fired at close range, shooting him in the head and then stood over his body and fired several more times, five times in all. Then the gunman ran about a half a block to Fifth Avenue, which is, you know, crowded at any time of day, but particularly in the beginning of a work weekday. Where he slowed down, actually walked very nonchalantly past two New York City police officers in front of the main entrance to the Empire State Building. But a person who had seen the shooting a minute earlier ran up to those officers and pointed him out. As they approached, Johnson turned with a .45 caliber gun and pointed it at the officers about 8 feet away. Those officers fired, killing Johnson.
Mm. What do we know about the makeup of the gunman, the personality of the gunman?
Well, he seemed to hold accountable the salesman. His beef with the salesman was that he felt he was laid off not for cause, but because of a slowdown in the economy and a downsizing of his company. He felt that this salesman was not aggressive enough in selling the line of clothing he designed, and had he been more aggressive in doing his job, he may not have been laid off. They clashed when they had been at work, and he made some other employees nervous, but there had been some ill will between the same two individuals, but nothing certainly that indicated this
was going to happen.
This would turn to murder.
Right, okay. I listened to Mayor Bloomberg in a statement that was made at 4:20 UK time, and he said that those injured today may have been shot by police. Is that correct?
Yes. When the officers fired at the gunman, he was behind the gunman were several large flower planters to keep cars off from getting onto the sidewalk in front of the Empire State Building. We think some of our rounds, our bullets, may have hit those planters and fragmented into essentially shrapnel or ricocheted, and several bypassers, nine in all, received, none of them life-threatening wounds. Some of them received graze wounds, and others were shot. And we believe that's probably from some of those police rounds. Three of them have already been treated and released from the hospital. Others was admitted, including a woman, for elevated blood pressure as a result of what happened.
And we know this is a very busy area with lots of tourists.
Yeah.
So those who've been injured, are they American nationals or are they various nationalities?
Actually, as it turns out, eight of the nine are New York City residents, and one is from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, who was visiting the city.
Okay. Deputy Commissioner Paul Brown, thanks for your time this evening. Appreciate you making yourself available to the program.